Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Keresh of the Orthodox Union filling in for Naftali Herman while he is on break with his family this week. Thank you so much to each of you for joining today's call on Yom Revi'i, the 22nd day of the month of Av. Thank you as well to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the Tehillim and Chizuk daily email. If you'd like to support future calls, we're always grateful and appreciative for your support. Please feel free to visit us at ou.org/calls to sponsor one of these calls. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is an honor to introduce Rabbi David Rebach, Mara D'Asra of Adas Torah in Los Angeles, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rebach slowly reciting our daily dose of three Parakim of Tehillim, three chapters of Psalms. That's Parak 20, 27, and 130. That's Parak Kaf, Kaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, which will be followed by the Mishaberach for Cholim and Acheinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Rebach to learn a little bit more about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rebach.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the OU for arranging this Tehillim call and for inviting me to speak. So I would like to share with you a Gemara in Talmud Brachos, and which relates to Tefillah, but I think it has a message for the situation which we are experiencing. The Gemara tells a story that Rav Chiya bar Abba was sick, and Rav Yochanan, one of the great Amoraim, the great sages of the Gemara, went to visit him. And Rav Yochanan asked Rav Chiya, Chavivin alecha yisurim, do you appreciate your afflictions? Because after all, we know that we grow from challenges. And Rav Chiya answered, Lo hein velo scharan. Rav Chiya said, although I recognize that there is what to gain and to grow from yisurim, from suffering, I don't want them, and I'll forgo any reward and benefit. So Rav Yochanan told Rav Chiya, give me your hand. And Rav Yochanan davened for Rav Chiya. He prayed that Rav Chiya would get better, and Rav Chiya shortly recovered. Then the Gemara relates a second story. This time, Rav Yochanan was the one who was sick, and Rav Chanina went to visit him. And the exact same conversation ensued. Rav Chanina asked Rav Yochanan, do you appreciate the Yisurim? Do you appreciate the suffering? And Rav Yochanan said, no, lo hein velo scharan, I'll forgo the suffering and I'll forgo the rewards and benefits. And Rav Chanina davened for Rav Yochanan, and again Rav Yochanan recovered. So the Talmud asks the question, if in the first story Rav Yochanan was able to daven for the recovery of Rav Chiya, he was able to pray for Rav Chiya, and his prayers were accepted, so why, when Rav Yochanan himself got sick, why didn't he just pray for himself? Why would he need somebody else? He would need Rav Chanina to daven for him, when clearly his tefillos are accepted by Hashem, and he was able to daven for himself. And the Gemara gives an answer, and the Gemara says, Ein chavush matir atzmai mi beis hasurim. A chavush, a person who is a captive in prison, cannot release himself from the prison. They need somebody else to help them out. When Rav Yochanan was well, he was able to focus and to concentrate and to really daven with proper kavana, with proper intent, on behalf of his friend. And his tefillos were accepted. But when Rav Yochanan himself was weak and sick, he did not have the strength and clarity to daven for himself, and he needed help from his friend to daven for him. Right now, our communities are going through a very difficult time. We're worried about our health. We're very worried about our parnasa, maybe not in the our livelihood, perhaps not in the short term, but in the long term. We're worried about our children's education, how the schools and yeshivas are going to look. And for most of us, this is probably the greatest challenge to our communities that we faced in our lifetime. Now, we know that when Am Yisrael faces a challenge, the responses to daven. The response is to gather together and pray. And we would think that our davening would be extremely heartfelt, would be with serious kavana. Now, we would think if we walked into our shuls, it perhaps would feel like the intensity of right before Yom Kippur, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But, strangely, I don't think that's the atmosphere in our shuls. They seem to be much more dull and muted. So, I'd just like to ask you to imagine for a moment that there was no virus in America, but it was still raging in Eretz Yisrael, like it is right now. How would our shuls look? How would our davening, how would our tefillahs look? I believe our shuls would be full. Our tefillahs would have a strong sense of urgency. We'd all be davening for Achenu B'nai Yisrael. We'd all be davening for the people of Eretz Yisrael who are facing this challenge, and we'd really put all our energy into it. But the virus is not only affecting Eretz Yisrael, it's affecting us as well. And I think our tefillahs feel lackluster and routine. But the Gemara is giving an explanation why. Because ein chavush matir atzmai mibeis ha'surim, the person who is in prison has a difficult time getting himself out. And since we are experiencing difficult times, we feel down, day-to-day life is draining and it's confusing, it's very hard to focus and to daven properly. But we have to have one thing that we realize, that in this situation, there is no one else to daven for us, because the entire world is chavush mibeis ha'surim. The entire world, in some form or other, is experiencing COVID. There is no community that is safe and can gather together and daven on behalf of everybody else. And be that realization should propel us to recognize that im ein ani li, mi li. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? We have to do our best to marshal our strength, to focus, to daven for ourselves, for our communities, and for Klal Yisrael, because if we don't daven for ourselves, there is no one else to daven for us. And I hope we can have that realization and get the strength to daven properly, because tefillah, again, is always the first response that Klal Yisrael does when they're facing with difficult situations. And if we could put energy into having heartfelt tefillahs, we ask that Hashem should accept all our tefillahs, and everybody should be healthy, everybody should have proper panasa, and we should soon return to gathering together properly in our shuls and have in our smachot as a real community. I'm going to say right now three chapters of Tehillim. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, that's chapter 20. Lamnaseach Mizmor LeDavid Yan Chadinoi Biyom Sora Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezucha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Mincha Yisecha V'yoyla Secha Yidashna Sela Yitain Lecha Chil Bavecha M'chol Atzasecha Yimalei Nuranina b'Yeshua Secha uveshem Eloyenu nidgol Yimalei Adonai kol mishaloi Secha Ata yodati ki Hoshia Adonai Meshichai Yaneu mishmei kodshoi b'gvua yisyesha yiminoi Eilev arechev eilev asusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloyenu nazkir Heima kau v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidod Adonai Yoshia Hamelech Yaneinu v'yoyim kareinu. Next we'll say Perek Chaf Zayin, Perek 27. L'David Adonai Oiri v'ishi mimira Adonai Mois Chayai mimi efchad Mikroi v'alai mereim lecholis besori Tzorai voi v'ayli heima choshlu v'nafalu Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi Im takum alai milchama b'zois ani v'yteach Achas shiralti meis adenoi oiso havakesh Shifti beveit adinoi kol yemei chayai, lachazois benoyim adinoi, ulevaker beichaloi. Ki yitzpeneini besuka biyoyma, ki asireini beseita aloi betzur yoroi memeini. Viata yarum roishi aloi vais rivoisai, vez bechava aloi zivchei sura, hashira vezamaral adinoi. Shema Adinai Koli Eka, V'chaneini V'aneini, V'cha Amalibi Bakshu Panai, Es Panecha Adinai Avakesh, Al Taster Panecha Mimeni, Al Tat B'Af Avdecha, Es Rossi Yisa, Al Ticheni V'Al Tazveni, Elohei Yishi, Ki Avivi Mi Azavuni, V'Adinai Yasveini, Horeini Adinai Darkecha, Unecheini Miorech Mishar, Leman Shoyerai, Al Titneini Benefesh Sorai, Ki Komi Biedi Sheker, Yifeach Hamas, Lulei Hemanti Lirois Betuv Adinai Beretz Chaim, Kaveel Adinai Chazak Viametz Libecha, Vikaveel Adinai. Next we'll say Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira Malois mi mamakim kirasich Adinai, Adinai shima vikoili, tienos necha kashubois lekol tachanunai, im avainois tishmoya Adinai mi amaid, ki imecha aslicha leman tivarei, Ki visi adinai, ki vasa nafshi, v'lidvaroi haicholti. Nafshi adinai, mi shomrim labayker, shomrim labayker. Yachel Yisrael el adinai, kim adinai acheset v'harbei imay fedus. V'hu yiftet Yisrael, mikol avinai sov. Say the Misha Berech L'cholim, and I'll pause so anybody can put in names that they want. Misha Berech Avoseinu Avam Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovid Shlomo Yivarech V'Yirapeh Sacholim. Behalf of everybody in Kol Yisrael, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Mitzaru B'Shivya, Hoimdim Bein Bayam Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachem Aleim Yitzim Mitzaru Lirvacha, Meyafela Liyayro, Mishibud Ligula, Hashtar Bagalov Izman Karif, Neymar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Revach. As we transition to the next part of our call, I think all of us here would love to learn a little bit about you and your community. So out of the gates, how are you and your family and your community doing?
So Baruch Hashem, myself and my family are doing well, trying to keep to our summer routine. I think our community is doing well, probably coping much better than we predicted 5 months ago before this started. Actually, right now, the last couple of weeks, Los Angeles feels pretty empty. A lot of people have left to go on vacation, especially many more people than normal are able to get away because they're not going into work. And I think the last couple of weeks before the school starts in some form, people want to get away. So it's a little quiet over here, but I think all in all, people are managing and coping the difficult situation.
Glad to hear that. Would you be able to give us, all the callers today, a feel for what Jewish life is like in your community, how robust the number of shuls are, schools, how many Orthodox families are at your shul, just the feel of the community in which you live?
So I'm in Los Angeles. So Los Angeles is a very large, diverse Jewish community, a lot of different shuls and a lot of choices of schools. I'm just on I'm in the Pico Robertson area, so just on Pico, the couple of blocks, there's probably, you know, 30 shuls that somebody can choose from if they walk from one main street to the other. We're a medium-sized shul, maybe 150 families or so in the area. There's some, you know, larger shuls, many smaller shuls. That's the general picture in our community. Right now, you know, Los Angeles County is suffering a large outbreak of COVID, although Baruch Hashem, you know, Los Angeles County is very big. It's about 10 million people. So Baruch Hashem, it's not really in our area, but we're still, you know, not allowed to daven in the shul, so all the davening has to be outside. The schools are not allowed to open, so everybody's very worried about how the school year is going to look. And you know, our shuls are very worried about Yom HaNevi'im. How's that going to look to have davening outside? And we don't have...
Right.
There's not a lot of space in Los Angeles, so the shuls don't have big parking lots or backyards, so it's going to be a lot of navigating to try work things out. You know, normally this time in L.A., normally it's a lot of tourists, a lot of you know, boys and girls who are way off from yeshiva and school visiting, and of course none of that's happening this year, so kind of a little quiet.
Right, for sure. For sure, totally understood. Lastly, one more question, if it's possible to see past the challenges that your county and city are having. What do you think would be some communal changes that may take place in a post-COVID world? What are some changes that you think might stay or that might modify as we move into the chapter after COVID-19?
That's a really good question because, you know, at the beginning, I think the first few weeks of COVID, there was a lot of discussion about changes. You know, how weddings are going to look, are they going to look very different, how we spend our money, are we going to be more careful not wasting it on just luxuries, how our shuls are going to look, how our davening is going to look. And I think there were many, many ideas thrown around, and perhaps if COVID did end after a few weeks, as we had kind of hoped at the beginning, maybe some of these changes would have been implemented. I know at this point, I don't hear so much discussion about that, and I think everybody just wants to get back to normal. And so I don't know about community changes, but I think there might be larger changes brewing more on individual basis. You know, over the last couple of months, certainly those who have younger children are more in touch of the needs of their children, the chinuch needs of the children, and I think that will impel them to make positive changes, having been home together for a couple of months, having watched how they learn in school. So I think on an individual level, people could make changes in their own family. Just to bring an example, there have been a few people in my kehila who have serious discussions about making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, which means those are things which they probably had in the back of their mind, but this has really, you know, impelled them to start thinking about where do I want to be in life. And at least, you know, four or five families have spoken to me that they're strongly thinking about it. So I think that's just like an example that COVID is causing people on a more individual level to stop and evaluate, and hopefully there will be something positive out of that long term.
Got it. Totally understood. And thank you for that. Rabbi Rebach, on behalf of all of us on the call and the Orthodox Union, we'd like to thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a glimpse into your community. As with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Tzvi Sabalovsky of Congregation Or HaTorah in Bergenfield, New Jersey. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.